Facebook unveiled details on its Messenger bot efforts. What do developers kind of have to look forward to there?
Yeah, so they rolled out a couple things, but I think the big one is a couple of APIs, which essentially will allow developers to build bots into Messenger. So this idea that instead of, you know, chatting back and forth with a customer service representative for 1-800-Flowers to place an order, you could open Messenger, go to the 1-800-Flowers bot, and then chat back and forth with literally a robot and place an order, pay for that order, make sure it's delivered. Now there's the technology there for any brand or retailer to kind of take advantage of this. So I think you're going to see a lot more bots there. And one of the other interesting things is, like, you know, that's a pretty basic use case, right? There's very much yes, no, a lot of yes, no questions. Do you want these roses? Yes. Do you want them shipped here? Yes. Right. Ideally, these bots are going to get more sophisticated. And so Facebook has been building artificial intelligence software so that you can have conversations with a bot that feel like they're conversations with a human, right? So actual, you can ask questions and it can understand them. Facebook is also making that technology, at least some of it, available to developers. So for those who aren't, you know, they don't necessarily have the money or resources to build that on their own, they can kind of use Facebook's technology to build those kinds of interactions into their bot. So this whole idea of, you know, chatting with a computer through Messenger is going to be a big one. And they announced a bunch of different partners today. So I think people who use Messenger are going to see a lot more of that moving forward.
So, Kurt, are you really enmeshed in the Messenger world? Like, is that something that you use a lot for your daily communication?
Personally, no. I do use it, but only with a select group of people. For me, that's kind of how I feel like with all my messaging services, to be honest. Like, I have my friends who I will talk with on Messenger. I have friends who I may communicate with on WhatsApp, on Snapchat. And then I, of course, use text quite heavily for the majority of my conversations. So for someone like myself, I don't use a lot of Messenger, but there are 900 million people who supposedly use it every month. So there is an audience there, a huge audience there for Facebook to take advantage of from this business standpoint. So they may not be targeting me necessarily, but there are people out there they're looking at.
So I know on Android phones now you can choose to have your standard SMS be Messenger, right? Like you can have that delivered.
Yeah, you know, I went looking for that and I couldn't find the setting. I think it's rolling out to some people, but it's not a wide rollout at this point, as far as I can tell. Mm-hmm. But yes, that appears to be the direction that Facebook's going back to, because they once offered that and then they took it away because they said nobody's using it. Now I think they're going back in that direction.
So Serenity, I'm curious, is that something that you would want, like, on an iPhone to be able to use to change your default SMS to something that more people could use, like your Android friends?
Yeah. I mean, as much as I love the idea of not running into green bubbles, I don't think that my first inclination would be, yes, here, Facebook Messenger, here, have all of my data. In part because I do think that iMessage is a pretty secure system as is. And also, I don't know, enough of my friends don't use Facebook Messenger for it to make sense. Facebook Messenger is, again, I use it for very, very limited conversations, usually about roller derby. Because most of my roller derby friends are on Facebook, and everyone else, it's Twitter or iMessage or Slack. And there's no real encapsulation of everybody on Facebook Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move on to live streaming. I make fun of live streaming, even though I make my living out of live streaming, which is confusing.
It's what you do!
I make fun of amateurs live streaming.
Oh, the amateurs.
People are even more amateur than I am. So today, Mark Zuckerberg said that you can live stream on Facebook, not just from your phone, but from any device, even from your drone, because who among us hasn't wanted to do that or watch that? I would like to watch that, a live stream, cool, especially when they crash. Tell us more about this, Kurt.
Yeah, it was actually funny when he was presenting. He kind of said the same thing. He's like, "You could even live stream from a drone," and then this drone like lifted up behind him with the camera, and everyone was on the screen behind him, and he was waving, and people in the audience. It was just like one of those super techie like scenes out of Silicon Valley from HBO. It was pretty great. But the whole idea here, right, is that Facebook really, really wants people to use this product to live stream. And a big, important kind of audience for them, or broadcast audience for them, is people who are currently broadcasting on TV or on the web. And so For those folks who maybe have more traditional camera setups, they're not really going to be comfortable using a smartphone to broadcast the local news, right? But if all of a sudden they can use the existing cameras that they have to plug in and stream directly into Facebook, like, they might be tempted to do that. So really what this does is it just simply says, hey, if you have any type of camera that's not a smartphone, but you still want to participate in this live streaming thing, you can do it. I don't know exactly how technical you have to be to set that up, but there are APIs for developers to do that. And so the idea is like, hey, let's not eliminate anyone who's recording on devices that aren't phones. Let's make sure they can participate too. And so that's what they're trying to do.